As you might have already figured out by now, I went into the creek for two reasons. Because it's easier to swim than to walk when you're stove up, and because you don't leave a scent in water. I didn't want those two brothers following my scent. I swam as far as I could until the creek got too shallow, and then I climbed out and started walking. The swim must have done me some good because my aches and pains felt better when I got out. But I still had that eye crocerosis problem, and I had no idea where I was going. I walked until I came to a big cottonwood tree, and that's where I stopped for the night. Didn't sleep too soundly. Kept having the same bad dream about getting whooped on my own ranch by a Doberman pincher. Sounds familiar, don't it? What woke me up was the sound of voices, two of them, and I knew that Rip and Snort had tracked me down and were fixing to stomp a mud hole in Hank the cowdog. I just wasn't ready for that. I opened my eyes and looked around. Couldn't see anyone, not even a blurred image of anyone. But then I heard the voices again, coming from the tree above me. I'd heard those voices before. They belonged to a couple of buzzards.
Junior, you get out of that bed and go find us some breakfast.
But, Papa...
It's shameful the way you mope around in the mornings. Why, when I was your age...
But, Papa...
I was up every morning at daylight, yes I was, out looking for food. Do you want to know what your trouble is, son?
Not really.
The trouble with you is you're lazy and shiftless, yes, sir. And you seem to think our grub's gonna come walking up and park itself at the bottom of this tree. But life isn't that way, son. I've told you and I've told you.
Papa?
What?
I think something walked up and parked itself at the bottom of this tree. Cause there's something down there.
There was a long silence. Then Wallace said,
And the other trouble with you, Junior, is that you have this smart-alecky streak. Nobody likes a smart-aleck, son. What is that thing down there?
Beats me, but it's got two tails and an ear.
You mean two ears and a tail?
That's what it said.
You reckon it'll eat?
I bet it will, cause I'm hungry.
Follow me, son, and always remember that your elders get first dibs. I want a leg.